Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 28th of March, Anno Domini 2015. And you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. And hey, you people are doubly lucky.
How so?
Because you have yet another chance to pledge for this station. Rob was kind enough to extend the pledge drive for another week so that those of you who missed your opportunity for the last 2 weeks can still pledge for this pledge drive. And let me get serious for a minute. We only ask $50,000, and we're still $9,000 short. We would love to end this pledge drive. We would love to. But we cannot run this station on $41,000 worth of pledge drive this time around. It's got to be $50,000.
Well, that's the thing.
Pay attention. When I say we can't run this station, we're not kidding.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what? We've been here over 5 years now.
Yeah.
And for the past 5 years, twice a year, we've been coming to folks asking for $50,000. Prices have gone up in those years.
Yes, they have.
But you know what? He has kept it at $50,000.
Yep.
And you can only stretch that so long and, you know, give yourself a little slide room to where all of a sudden now he's up against the wall. And no, it's got to be that amount or it just ain't going to happen. If you can't keep going to the well, if the well is dry.
That's exactly right.
And the money ain't there, you won't have a station.
And right now, we're on the air every Saturday. Lots of other great shows are on the air during the weekend. Live shows, taped shows. There's jazz all week long. Most of that is live as well. And we're one of the very few stations left in the world that do this. And all we ask twice a year is that you help support us. If you're listening to this station, then you like this show. And if you like this show, honestly, you should become a member. We need to do this if we want to stay on the air. That's not a joke. That's not an idle threat. That's not just some bullpucky from me. That's the truth. What keeps this station alive is your donations. There's nobody else who's going to bail us out. We don't get government money of any stripe. We don't get city or county or school or district or whatever money. The only money that we get comes from you. And if that money doesn't exist, then changes have to be made to what happens with this station. Those of you who are listening on the live audio stream, that costs us a lot of money every month. But we know that there are a lot of people out there who love this show and can't get the signal. So we put it out there on the stream, but that costs us money. One real easy way to cut some expenses would be to cut out that stream. So if you're listening on the stream and you value this show, make the call, make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.com. .org. We've had a whole bunch of people over the past couple of weeks who have pledged, about 43 of you or so. And we're very honored and grateful for those 43 people. But we've got way more than 43 people listening, and the rest of you, I'm kind of ashamed. I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of ashamed of you. So we're going to go to the news now. Nothing attracts news organizations like Facebook, and nothing makes them more nervous. With 1.4 billion with a B users, the social media site has become a vital source of traffic for publishers looking to reach an increasingly fragmented audience glued to smartphones. In recent months, Facebook has been quietly holding talks with at least half a dozen media companies about hosting their content inside Facebook rather than making users tap a link to go to an external site. So, because that takes like an extra 5 or 7 seconds, and honestly, you people have no attention span anymore. There are those you've already forgotten I was just begging for money. Such a plan would represent a leap of faith for news organizations accustomed to keeping their readers within their own ecosystems, as well as accumulating valuable data on them. Facebook has been trying to allay their fears. Facebook intends to begin testing a new format in the next several months. The initial partners are expected to be the New York Times, BuzzFeed, and National Geographic, although others may be added since discussions are continuing. The Times and Facebook are moving closer to a firm deal. To make the proposal more appealing to publishers, Facebook has discussed ways for publishers to make money from advertisers that would run alongside the content. Facebook has said publicly that it wants to make the experience of consuming content online more seamless. News articles on... Facebook has said publicly that it wants to make the experience of consuming content online more seamless. News articles on Facebook are currently linked to the publisher's own website and open up in a web browser, typically taking about 8 seconds to load. Facebook thinks that this is too much time, especially on a mobile device, and that when it comes to catching the roving eyeballs of readers, milliseconds matter. In addition to hosting content directly on Facebook, the company is talking with publishers about other technical ways to hasten delivery of their articles. Even marginal increases in the speed of a site generally mean big increases in user satisfaction and traffic. So it's likely that Facebook's plan focuses on those small improvements rather than on getting money from deals with media companies. But there are a lot of improvements and a lot of implications for publishers. It really comes down to how Facebook structures this and how they can ensure this is a win on both sides. So, our poll of the week at soundbites.org. That's Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is... would you like to get your news from Facebook? And your choices are, absolutely, I'm always on it anyway. Maybe, but I'd have to see what it's like. I get all my news from Soundbites and Face What Now? And as I expected when I wrote this, Face What Now is in first place, followed by I get all my news from Soundbites. Three of you maybe would like to see what it's like first. And absolutely none of you are always on Facebook. Anyway, that's 29 votes. And you can vote as well, but I know you'll have more to say. So if you scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, you'll see the forums. And we're the second forum, the poll discussion. And the top item is 28 March 15. Would you like to get your news from Facebook? Five people have made 6 posts, and you should join them. On there and join us here. You can ask a question at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, that's also where you pledge. And you can also, if you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It just takes a couple of minutes of your time, and it will keep us on the air, and we would appreciate your support.
And that's one thing that folks have to realize too, though, is when they do pledge online, it is secure. And the thing that is we do not turn around and take your, you know, email address and resell that and reuse it and, you know, hit you with spam and everything else. The only thing that you're going to be hit with is a thank you.
What?
That's it.
Doggone it.
Yep. All we do is simply say thank you for your support and, you know, that you're part of a family, that you want to become, you know, the strong member of keeping a station alive. And it's one of the few, jazz stations that's still around. Like we were talking Thursday night. You know, most stations nowadays, you can call and say, hey, could you play this song for me? And... tell me if I'm wrong, folks. You can sit there and request it. They'll say, oh, yeah, I'll see what I can do about getting it on. They hang up, and they've forgotten even what your name was or what the first couple words of the song were that you even wanted, because they're not paying attention. They're thinking, you're already tuned into them. They could care less. You know, just go ahead, yeah, and boom. Here at Jazz 90.1, you call in a request, and we get it on for you. You know, we, it's just the way we are.
Yep, and it's a beautiful thing. You don't get that in a lot of places.
You know, you call and request a song, you know, during the normal, song playing hours, like Thursday nights when I play the tunes and that, and a number of the other DJs throughout the week, or even during the day. Rob and the crew that are here, they'd love hearing from folks, because you know why? It's you folks that are keeping us on the air, so we feel obligated that when you call and ask for, you know, a particular song, if we've got it in the library, we're going to do it. Because it's because of you folks and your appreciation for jazz that's keeping us going. So please, pick up the phones, give us a call. The number is 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or like Nick said, you can securely go online to jazz901.org. And right on the right-hand side, there is a button there that says Click Pledge. And you can click on that little button, and it'll take you right through the whole process, and you can still continue listening to that, you know, our radio station as you fill that out, and you won't miss out on anything.
And for those of you who are pledging during the week, please, at the bottom of that form, just say it's for sound bites. We'd very much like to thank Neil from Honey Eye Falls for his very generous donation. We want to thank you for doing your part to keep this station alive. We're honored and delighted that you have become the latest member of the Jazz 90.1 and, in specific, the Soundbites family. And it's time for the rest of you to join him. Neil knows what it's like to love this show and to love this station and to be listening online. I'm sure because he's in Honey Eye Falls, he's listening on the stream. And people complain every once in a while that the stream goes down. Well, you know why? Because there are so many of you listening, it crashes the stream.
Yeah.
And we would love to increase the number of streams that we can have simultaneously, but that costs money. So if you are indeed one of the people who has pledged and has joined Neil and so many others who have become members, then feel free to complain when the stream goes down. But the rest of you... Too bad.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to pay to help keep it up, then it's going to go down every once in a while because it's overloaded. You know, get over it. We can't do anything about that.
Yeah, I mean, as it is. And again, that all goes back to, here's another feature that Rob added since we've come on board. And again, he still kept it at $50,000.
Yep.
This is another feature. This stream does not come free. Rob has to pay this a monthly fee to keep the stream going, and it's for 100 people. It's not cheap, but you know what? It's another feature that you folks can sit there no matter where you are, listen to us.
And those of you who listen to the archives, do you honestly think that the storage for those archives is free? Well, it kind of is because right now Jerry's donating it, but that's not the point. The point is that costs money, and
He's supporting the show and the station.
He's supporting the show and the station.
He's a
exactly.
member.
Exactly. But this sort of stuff still, I'm still paying for the site and for the registration and for everything else. And that stuff doesn't come free. And the stream doesn't come free. And the station doesn't come free. You get to listen to it free, apparently because some of you are willing to step up to the plate and take responsibility. And be adults and make the pledge like Neil did, and we thank him for that. But it's your turn to join him. And don't leave him hanging out there all alone, folks. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Make the call, make the pledge. We're here ready to talk to you, ready to answer your computer questions. And for at least some of you, we want to thank you for valuing that, for feeling that that has a certain amount of worth. We're very appreciative of that. Thank you so much. We appreciate it like you wouldn't believe. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 19 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe for as long as it lasts on Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. And I want to again thank Neil, who's the only person who's pledged so far today's show. We're only $9,000 short of our goal. And if every single one of you is listening right now called in a $5 pledge, we'd be over the top. How cheap do you have to be to not pledge $5? Anyway, to the phones. Our next caller is hung up.
Sorry, James.
Sorry, James. Call back, please.
He might not have known. I should have said we were coming up on a sponsor break, and he'd have to wait a minute.
Oh, that's your fault then.
My fault.
Sorry. James. That's entirely Steve's fault. Please.
I did my job.
Called back, and we'll get you back on the air. In the meantime, should I berate you more for not pledging? I know how annoying it is to listen to pledge drives. I know it annoys you.
And how many years have we been doing it?
And I know why it annoys you. It annoys you because you feel guilty. And you feel guilty because you haven't pledged. Well, there's a real easy solution to that. Make the call, make the pledge. Turn that annoyance into smug self-satisfaction. And it's easy enough to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, if you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Right now, you're sitting there annoyed because we're pledging, when instead you could be sitting there with smug self-satisfaction. Which emotion would you rather be feeling right now? It's so easy to just make the call, make the pledge, become part of the family here at Jazz 90.1, and particularly at Sound Bites, and it's real easy to do, but you have to do it. You have to make the call. You have to make the pledge. Please join Neil, whether you do it online securely or you do it here over the air. And do remember, as Dave keeps pointing out correctly, we don't sell your information to anybody. Heaven knows that would be an interesting way to make another few bucks to keep this station on the air, but we don't do that because we have something that used to be called integrity and is now apparently called stupidity. But we still do it. We don't sell your information because we think of you as family, not as a resource. And to become part of that family, all you have to do is make the call, make the pledge. There are a number of you right at this moment sitting there with your feet up, your hands behind your head, smiling smugly, because while I'm begging for money, you're already a member. The rest of you are grinding your teeth. Your blood pressure is going up. It's kind of terrible. And the problem is not that you're not well. The problem is that you have not become a member. I want to thank Michael from Lackawanna, who was very kind to make a donation. It's the sort of thing that took him, a couple of minutes, and it made him a member of the family. And we're very honored and we're very delighted that Neil and Michael and David and Donna online became members. And we want to thank all of you for having joined the family, having joined the Soundbites family and the Jazz 90.1 family. But what about the rest of you? That's four. How many people are listening on the stream right now? Right now 89. We've got 88?
89.
That's 85 more people who should be making a pledge right this minute. You're already at your computer. You're already online. Go to jazz901.org. On the upper right, you'll see click and pledge. Click that. Make the pledge. Takes a couple of minutes, even if you're a slow typist. It's secure. In the comments, you can say it's for sound bites. You can even say you hate Nick Francesco. I take that as a badge of honor. But once you've made that pledge, you won't hate me anymore, because you'll just have smug satisfaction. Your blood pressure will go down. Your chest pains will ease. Your eyes will clear up. You'll certainly become much more attractive to whichever sex you wish to be attracted to. And all of that just comes with making the pledge. Just pick up the phone, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. This is how you become a member. This is how you become a part of the family. We'd like to thank again Neil and Michael and David and Donna. And where the hell are the rest of you? We don't know. But you could become a member by easily just picking up the phone and making the call. In the meantime, while you're doing that, so that you don't miss anything really important, I'll read another news item. For years, speaking of selling customer data, which we do not do, For years, Radio Shack made a habit of collecting customers' contact information at checkout. Now the bankrupt retailer is putting those data on the auction block. Here's a cautionary tale. A list of Radio Shack assets for sale includes more than 65 million customer names. And, of course, physical addresses and 13 million email addresses. The asset sale may include phone numbers and information on shopping habits as well. The auction is actually already over, with Standard General, a hedge fund and Radio Shack's largest shareholder, reportedly emerging as the victor, but a bankruptcy court still has to approve the deal, and Radio Shack faces a couple of legal challenges in turning over customer data. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, has argued that selling the data would be illegal under state law. Texas doesn't allow companies to sell personal information in a way that violates their own privacy policies, and Signage and Radio Shack Stores claims that we pride ourselves on not selling our private mailing list. Paxton believes that a data sale would affect 117 million people. Oddly enough, the other privacy defender in this case is AT&T, which wants Radio Shack's data destroyed for competitive reasons. AT&T doesn't think Radio Shack is entitled to the personal information it collected from wireless sales, and may be concerned that the data might fall into other carriers' hands. One bidder wants to co-brand some Radio Shack stores as Sprint locations. That bidder is Sprint, big hint. There is precedence for allowing customer data to be auctioned off in bankruptcy proceedings. In 2011, the Federal Trade Commission allowed Borders to auction personal data if the same privacy policy applied. The buyer was in the same line of business, and the data were sold along with other assets. Standard General, which plans to keep some Radio Shack stores open, may try to argue that it's putting the data to similar uses. As if Radio Shack wasn't obnoxious enough when you had to turn over a phone number just to buy a cable splitter, now the store is trying to get back on its promise to keep those data to itself. It's one more reason to treat these contact information requests with caution, since you can never be sure where the data will end up. Did you give away private information just to buy some batteries? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415.
So many places do that now. Not just them, but, you know, there are so many places you sign up for these different rewards cards or anything else, or these fobbles, and they want an email address. And I just turn to them and say, no. No, sorry, I do not. Well, we really, then fine. A couple of places, you know, I've sat there and said no. And, well, oh, okay.
Yeah, what are they going to do, not sell you anything? I do the same thing. No, I'm afraid not.
Yeah, no.
Well, we just want it for our records. No.
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 That's part of the records. You don't have one.
Right.
There's one said, sorry, don't have one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, if they know who you are, they're not going to believe that.
Hey, I got away with it.
You know, I'm Dave Enright. I do a radio show about computers, and no, I don't have an email address yet. Right.
I've got 127 of them. Which one do you want?
Well, and that's just it. I
no spam at .com.
Yeah, right. One of the things that I have done in the past is I bought a burner phone. You know, it's one of those little $20 phones that comes with 5 minutes of whatever.
Like the drug dealers use.
Like the drug dealers use. That's exactly right, actually. And what I did was I had that burner phone, and I opened up a Google
voice
a Google Voice account with it, and now if I so every once in a while now I go online and see who's called me.
Yeah.
And I've never had a call that wasn't some sort of junk.
You don't give that number to anybody.
I give that number only when somebody says, give us a phone number for, you know, whatever. Then they get that one. The only people in my real phone number apparently are my pizza parlor.
Yeah.
So I can tell when they're at the door. And my wife and daughter.
I've gotten out of the habit of it. It's just, you know, no. All of a sudden, because, oh, nothing. And then way back when, and I haven't checked it, because I did have another email address since I never go into it.
Right.
And it's when I do have to fill out an email address for something online or something like that, and because they want a survey of that or for the privilege of getting this or that, I put in that one. Because I know I'll never see it again. They can spam me until the cows come home. It's not going to come. But I've just gotten so tired of different places when you're out there. And can we have an email address? No, sorry, I don't have one.
Yep. Well, one of the things...
And we ask for an email address here so we can send you information about the station and what's happening at the station, but we don't sell your email address to anyone else.
Well, and that's just it. I've certainly given my email address to the station because I know they don't sell it. And there are places like us that are honest, but they're few and far between, and I know that. But you don't have to worry about giving us your email address because we will not sell it. This station has a great deal of integrity. As much as we really desperately need money, we're not going to sell your information. But we need about $9,000.
Uh-huh.
And the only way we're going to get that $9,000 is with your help. We only do this twice a year. And we only ask $50,000 at a time. It's not a lot of money. There are other radio stations that raise 10 times that amount in a day. All we're asking is for $50,000. If you're listening to the station and you're not a member, let me be as honest as I can. Shame on you. Because what keeps this station on the air is the listeners. Nobody else. We get no federal, no state, no nothing dollars. We are truly member supported. And only you can keep this station on the air. So if you actually if you don't like this show, you know, turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of you who are still listening, if you really do love this show, as much as we love bringing it to you, then you need to make the call and make the pledge. And you need to join Neil and Michael and David and Donna and Richard. And we don't care what the amount is. Yeah. It can be hundreds. It can be tens.
Yeah.
It can be whatever you want it to be. All you have to do is make the call, make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You can also call us at either of those two numbers. If you have a computer question, we'd be happy to take those as well.
But, you know, one thing, like I've said, and I've said it for the past couple of weeks, and I hate to keep harping on it, but it's the truth. The three of us give up our Saturdays. And I know a lot of you folks out there that are members, you know, can smugly say, yeah, and I'm supporting you. But you know what? There's plenty out there that don't pick up, you know, won't pick up the phone and call us. And they don't care that, you know, every Saturday they know they can turn on their radio and the three of us are here. Because we give up our time every Saturday. And like I've said before, whether you folks realize it or not, you know, putting the news together that Nick does and getting everything ready and coming here, you know, it's a good 4 hours out of our day. From the time we get here to the time we leave, that's 4 hours out of our day on a Saturday. A Saturday right in the middle of the day. So it's not like we can plan a lot of do a lot of stuff in the morning because normally, like for myself, I'm leaving for the station about 11 o'clock to get here, to get ready, get things set up, go on the air at noon, and we're here until 2 or a little after.
Well, that's when the show ends.
Yeah.
And then we have to tear everything down.
Yeah, and there's...
But you know what? It's not a pretty...
And we like doing that.
We'll do this anyway. And you know that. Some of you know that and take advantage of it by not bothering to pledge. Some of you know that and are willing to become members of the family because you really like what you hear on this station. And that's the only reason to make the pledge. If you do call, and we would be honored and delighted if you did, by the way, the only reason you should do that is because you like what you hear on this station. And you're listening to this show. So if you're listening, you must like what you're hearing, unless someone has tied you down and stuck a pair of headphones on yours. And hey, no judgment. If that's your thing, God bless you. But if you're actually listening of your own free will, why are you not pledging? Look in your hearts and be honest with yourselves. Everybody says, well, I can't afford it. That is, of course, a certain amount of nonsense because we're not asking for a lot of money. $10, $20. That's fine. That's a decent amount of money to give us to keep this station on the air. If every single person listening did that, we would end this pledge drive. You're the person keeping this pledge drive going. And if perhaps you just love being berated by me. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave, Steve, Nick, you, Sound Bites on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
Steve Ray is on the phone taking a pledge. And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. We'd like to thank Sophie and Steve, who became the newest members of the Soundbites family. Yes, we are still in the middle of a pledge drive. We'd really like to end it this week. And so if you're listening and you have not become a member, you're the one keeping us from ending this pledge drive. So make the call. And make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And as we've been saying, you know, you could become a Jazz-O-Matic member. It's really easy to do for a pledge of $10 or more a month. You tell us how many months you want it to be, And you get whatever gifts come at that complete pledge package level. And then we'll just quietly take the money out of your account every month because you've told us we could, not just because we do. And that would make it pretty easy to become a member. It's fairly painless. No amount happens at once. It's Gerd. Gerd, our friend Gerd, has pledged... from Victor, thank you so much, Gerd. We know he's a longtime listener and frequent caller, and we're delighted that Gerd has stepped up to the plate to help us out. Thank you so much. And you could do the same, you know. It's not hard to do. Gerd realizes, and Sophie and Steve and Richard and Donna and David and Michael and Neil realize that we are here every Saturday to bring you the answers to the computer questions that you have and hopefully a little humor and a little fun along the way. But twice a year we get serious. Twice a year we come to you and ask specifically for your support like Daryl and William did online. Thank you both so very much. It's real easy to do. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or if you're outside the 585 area code, 1-800-790-0415, or you can do what Daryl and William did. Sophie and Stephen Gerd did that, but you can also pledge online at jazz901.org. It takes just a couple of minutes, even if you're a slow typist, And by the time you're done, you're a member of the Jazz 90.1 family, and the annoyance you're feeling right now at listening to me beg will go away and be replaced with smug satisfaction as you become more relaxed, more comfortable, happier, more sexually attractive to whichever sex you wish to be sexually attractive to. Excuse me, to which you wish to become more sexually attractive.
I don't know if we can promise that.
Nothing I say constitutes in any way, shape, or form any sort of anything. So take that with as many grains of salt as you need to. But we want to thank all those of you who've already pledged. And we would like to pre-thank those who are about to pledge, but it's real easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Of course, you can also give us a call for a question. If you have a question, we're happy we're happy to take that pledge.
Just watching a video here of Ray from the Polka Show just jamming away on the accordion.
Yep. He's apparently with a
and group. Sophie, yes, that is Ray from Black Brass Magic is his band.
Oh, he's at least playing at this moment with the Brass Magic band. And that's a St. Stanislaus's Polish Fest
a couple years ago.
Yep.
Rock out, Ray.
Rock out, Ray. but we're here every week just to bring you computer advice, computer news.
I'm going to dig something out.
Here we go.
Get you going.
All right, kiddies. Everybody grab a mug of hot cocoa, put on your footy jammies, and sit down Indian style in a semicircle around the rocking chair. Because believe it or not, apparently he's not. We dusted him off and he's still breathing. It's time for Story Hour with Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave? Uncle Dave!
Yeah. Oh. You know, just when you think you have...
This is worth a pledge. Call while he's talking.
Then I can't listen.
After he talks.
Just when you think you've heard them all. You know? And for, you know, how many years have we been telling folks backup drives, and everything else? Well, I had this one client call me, and they were saying how their hard drive is making this clicking sound.
Oh, that's for not months. So good.
It just started making it. And I said, okay, well, I gave them the name of this place called Drive Savers. And
Forensic Commercial Data Recovery. They have a clean room and spacesuits, and they take your drive apart.
And she, had me call there and that, and they said, well, yeah, it's going to, to get, because it's a terabyte hard drive, and all this information that she's got on there, and she's got tons of pictures and never backed any of this up. Because she goes, well, the drive was only a year and a half old. I'm sorry, they don't give you a warranty
right
when they're going to go. They're like a light bulb. They're going to go at some point in time. It's an electronic device. They will go.
At the worst possible moment.
That's exactly right. That's their job.
So they did give her this price, and she was appalled. She went to another friend or this other place, and they said, well, we can try, might be able to do some magic in that with it, but it's going to cost you. And I think they quoted her over $700.
Wowie.
And that's usually the low end for commercial recovery.
Yeah, and again, she's appalled. She's going, and again, I love this. This is why it never ceases to amaze me. Friends told her.
Oh, yeah, friends.
It shouldn't be that much.
It shouldn't be that much, and any local computer shop should be able to just pull those discs out and see, because they're just platters, and put them in something else and get it up and get it running. No, it isn't!
That's what you need the clean room for. A particle of dust inside a hard drive will destroy the hard drive.
And the other thing is taking that drive apart and getting that platter into some other drive. Those little fingers that touch down on that platter...
And we're reluctant.
Are so minute.
Yeah. We're reluctant to say... Your friends are not talking out of their mouths at this moment.
Maybe the backside of their lap.
Yeah, but that's how that works. You don't, you know, if somebody says, well, I have to have my gallbladder out, and they're going to charge me $5,000 to it.
$50,000 is what it cost me. $50,000 to have my gallbladder out.
Well, it shouldn't cost that much. Yeah. No, they ought to be able to do it for $5.
Hey,
yeah.
Come on over to my place where I work. We'll get the tools out.
It's just an incision and a pull.
Yeah,
how can it possibly cost that much?
And we left
money.
A scar, too.
And then left the scar.
He said because I wasn't,
do that.
Because I wasn't a teenage girl, he didn't care much about fixing the scar.
your bikini line?
My bikini line, yeah.
But it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're talking about.
But we call them personal computers, and they're just too personal.
Well, right. I did tell her, I said, well, tell you what, I can look at it, but here's what it's going to cost.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, it shouldn't cost that much.
And she goes, well, you know what, I'm going to look around. I says, good luck. She goes, I think you guys, it's all a big racket and just trying to rip people off.
That's why we've been in business for 20 years.
They don't understand the time that's involved. I can remember one drive, and the people paid for it, but it, and I'm sure Steve's run into this too, it took me over a week and a half to get data off, because what would happen is the drive would spin up, and I could maybe get 20 minutes out of it, and I'd be able to quick suck some files off. And then it would die, and I'd have to let it cool down and cool off until then, you know, it was fully, you know, ready to re-spin up. And I could maybe get another 20 minutes out of it and do it. It took me, like I say, over a week and a half. I got all the data off. These people were unbelievably thankful. They not only paid me, but then later on they sent me one of those fruit bath, you know, the fruit things. Arrangements?
Yeah.
Edible arrangements? One of those. Because she was so elated, because not only did I save some pictures, but her backup for her thesis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a number of other important documents. And to this day, she'll, you know, I get a card for every so often. I learned my lesson then. I've got things backed up all over the place. I listened to Nick at least two other places. So, you know.
Good.
If it's that important to you, do take the time and back up.
$100 will get you a backup drive.
I used to tell this to people.
And there's
at
the cloud. Hello. Yep.
And there's thumb drives. I used to tell people this all the time. They bring me their machine and they say, "Oh, my hard drive died, and I've got my only copy of my thesis on it." Let me get this straight. You weren't willing to spend $15 for a flash drive to back up your thesis. But I can spend 2 weeks of my life retrieving these data? No.
Nope.
No, it's just not going to happen.
We've got one in the shop right now with the added complication that her data was encrypted. So when it's good. You encrypt your data. No one can get to it. That means the data is stored on the hard drive as a blob of noise. And when you type your password in, a file is decrypted to be used. But it's on the hard drive as a blob of noise.
Right.
When your hard drive dies, it's a broken blob of noise that cannot be opened.
Right.
So sometimes we're really lucky to be able to recover anything from inside that blob of noise.
Right. And we'd like to thank James for his donation. Thank you so much. The reality is that James knows that sometimes it does cost that much to keep a station on the air. And we only ask you to pay for it twice a year. And we're about $9,000 shy of our goal. And that's entirely on you. We can't do more than we have
done. I mean, we even give the folks, and we've pointed them in different directions, where, again, you could eliminate this horror story like this other woman was experiencing right now. You know, other cloud devices and different ways to back up things. Because like we've told you, if it is that important to you, and you've listened to this station for a long time, you know we preach this day in and week in and week out. Yep. Back up, back up, back up. And we are here to try to educate you and make it so you don't have those horrible experiences that you can smugly say, you know what, I listened to these guys, and they told me what to do, I did it, and you know what? Just for that, I'm turning around, and I'm also going to pledge.
Yep, and when we come back, I think we have time to talk about it right now, but when we come back, I've got a story about another online storage company that's giving out unlimited storage. Ooh. We'll talk about that. Ooh, it's not expensive at all. And we'll do that. But the reason we can do this every week, the reason that we bring you the news, the reason that we bring you the entertainment, the reason that we bring you the answers that we give you, is because you keep this station on the air. We don't get government funds. We don't get state funds. We don't get anybody's funds. All the money we get comes from you, only from you. And if you want to keep this station on the air, the 96 of you who are listening on the stream right now, if you're not a member, shame on you. It costs us money to keep this thing rolling, to keep that audio stream up. And the only way we do that is with your donations. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We would love to end this drive today. We only need $9,000. Honestly, it's not a lot of money. Compared to the number of people who listen to this station, compared to the number of people who listen to this show, I can't go anywhere without somebody stopping me and saying I love this show. I know it also happens to Steve, and I also know it happens to Dave. Not that people like to talk to Dave, but sometimes they're compelled to. And so it can't be that we're only seeing the 10 or 12 people in Rochester who know our show and like us. There are thousands of you out there, thousands. And if each and every one of you called and pledged $10, we would be done. We would be done. But we can't do it alone. I can sit here and berate you all day long, but you have to make the call. You have to make the pledge. We're not asking you to pay $1,000 or $300 or $100 or even $25. If you can afford $10, $20, whatever you have, whatever you can afford, and you can't tell me you can't afford that little. You really can't tell me that. But we're going to take a quick break while you make that call at 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org, like James and William and Daryl and Gerd and Sophie and Steve and Richard and Donna and David and Michael and Neil. And we're going to be right back with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We truly are sound bites, and we truly are on the solely member-supported, and that's on you, Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side. Oh, there's somebody on the line. Hold on. We'll be at you in a minute when we come back. Don't hang up. We'll be right back.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece, Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we'd like to thank a renewing member, Joan from Rochester, for her generous pledge. Thank you so much, Joan. Yes, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. Those of you who are just tuning in, we have someone on the line. Hold on, we'll get to you in a minute, I promise. But we are in the middle of the pledge drive. I'll be berating you shortly, but until then, we are going to talk to Brian from Walworth, New York. Welcome, Brian. What's up?
Hi there.
Hi, what's up?
I'm a major supporter of the station. I don't listen to your program that much because I'm not that much of a computer geek, but I got a problem.
Well, bless you and thank you. What's up?
It's minor, but it's annoying. I prefer Google as my search engine. I periodically go through the search engine's directory under Chrome to eliminate the other ones, and they keep coming back anyway, like Yahoo and Bing and Ask and AOL,
yeah.
even though I go through and delete them all. Is there a way to make them stay away forever?
Well, what happens is that Google has done something both good and bad with Chrome. It updates in the background by itself. And if it finds that you have for certain things, some things you can do whatever you want with, but certain things, when they get deleted like that, the system thinks something has gone wrong and fixes it.
Especially because those are well-known legitimate search engines.
Right.
There are cases where fake search engines, Search Protect is one of the big ones. It doesn't protect your search from you. It protects you from changing it so they can keep advertising to you.
Right.
So the fake ones you can delete. But Google will put the real ones back in.
Because
there was actually a lawsuit,
is,
wasn't there?
What?
There was a lawsuit about searching your default search engine. Microsoft got hit by that because they made Internet Explorer the default browser and Bing the default search engine. And so now all the browsers and search engines give you that choice of making a change.
Right, but the problem is because things like, what is it called, Protect Engine?
Search Protect.
Because a program like Search Protect will also delete your real other search engines. Google assumes that's what's happened, and they fix that. The good news is when you make one your preference, that's the one that shows up at the top, and you don't have to worry about the others. They're not being used.
Well, except that when I do a Google search, it often pops up Yahoo anyway, I promise.
Now, that's because of your Internet service provider.
Yes, yeah, sometimes Frontier I know does that.
I'm through Time Warner. Time Warner cable is my only choice.
I think they do too. If you, they're actually breaking the rules of the internet, but they're putting their own advertising in. So if you misspell something, or so when you type in the address bar, Yahoo.com, it takes you to the Yahoo website.
Right.
But say you type yaho.com, that's an invalid domain. So your internet provider pops up and says, "Oh, I'll send that to a search." And the internet providers choose their search engines too.
Right. So if you misspell something, you'll get whatever search engine Time Warner wants you to have.
And somewhere on that page, there should be a preferences or a settings to opt out of their search engine.
Right.
Right, and which I've done that, except then this shows up again after not too long.
Right, because they know better than
I
you.
I wonder if there's an opt-out for 30 days, and then they opt you back in again.
Right. But if you'll, depending on who you're, you're using Chrome. So really, the best thing you can do is if you're going to do a search, it should work to go to Google.
Google.com first.
If I actually pull up Google, then it works. But it's just sort of annoying. It says, we'll set default and get rid of the rest of them. You would think it would get rid of the rest of them. But
right. It doesn't get rid of them. It just makes them inactive.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's not much I can do about this.
No, because
it's literally pull up Google every time.
Right, because it's really coming from your internet service provider and not from your browser.
You can limit that a little bit by changing your DNS to say Google 8.8.8.8. Because what happens is when Time Warner looks up that misspelling in their DNS table, there's no answer, so it sends you to the search engine. But if you use Google's DNS, it would probably just do the search for you. See, and all this is related to
Actually doesn't. It still sends back a thing that says not.
Right, address not found.
And ISP intercepts that.
Right.
How are we to change the DNS? I don't know how to do that.
Well, it doesn't matter because that's not going to fix
work.
It.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
The problem is that intercepted by your ISP anyway.
What should happen is you should get a page saying server not found because you typed something wrong. And so too many people were likely calling tech support saying, what does that mean? And they got tired of saying it means you spelled it wrong. But it's all coming from this unified search bar that all the browsers have now. There used to be a separate bar for address and a separate bar for search. And so it knew what to send it to. Now that all the browsers have a unified bar where your search and your address are in the same place, the browser is trying to tell the difference between a search and an address.
Now, one thing you can do is if you go to your search bar, and the first thing you type is Google, and then what you want, it will do a Google quick search.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But that still doesn't help when you misspell something.
Well, of course, I never mistype anything.
No, of course. So this doesn't apply to you at
and
all.
And Google search usually says, did you mean? And I go, yes, I did. Thank you very much.
Yes, exactly. But so that,
all
that's
right, guys.
Helpful.
Well,
thing.
I just was wondering. I thought there might be something easy, but as usual.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I appreciate the information. At least I'll sort of stop worrying about it. I just hope there was something, you know, click this, click that, and be done with it. But, oh, well, there's bigger issues in life, including funding the station. So keep up the good work.
Isn't this exactly the kind of information that makes you proud to be a member?
And I am a very proud member. I've been for a lot of years, and I'm a pretty significant supporter. And I just wish everybody, I mean, it's so frustrating. There's so many people out there, you know, that if they just sent in $5 or $10, we'd be done with this.
Yep.
And they spend more of that on a coffee every day. It's just,
agree with you, Brian. Believe me. Thank you so much. Another unsolicited testimonial, ladies and gentlemen, from a person who gets to be even porkier than I am. And we're delighted to hear that. Thank you, Brian. And we've got another person on the line. And while we get that name and number, we will remind you that we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We'd love this drive to be over, but it isn't. And that's your fault. You need to make that call, and you need to make that pledge. There's 100 people listening to us on the stream right now. If every one of you sent in $10, this drive would be over. So all those of you who are listening who are annoyed that we're still pledging, we know why you're annoyed. You feel guilty because you haven't pledged. All you have to do is make the call, make the pledge, and turn that annoyance into smug self-satisfaction. You can sit back, put your feet up, link your hands behind your head, relax, put a smile on your face. Your blood pressure goes down. Your eyes get a sparkle. You become much more attractive to the sex to whom you would like to be attracted. And it all starts with a phone call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Disclaimer, when I say much more attractive, that's for certain very select values of much. We're back to the phones, and our next caller is Dennis from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Dennis. What's up?
I renewed my membership last week, by the way. Thank you.
Bless you.
I should know the answer to this from listening to your show for so much, but I have an old tower with Windows 7, and I dug out, or I should say I got a new tower, a newer, fancier processor and all that. It also has Windows 7, and I just want to do a transfer from stuff from the old tower to the new tower. So tell me what I need to do.
Microsoft has a program built into Windows called the Windows Easy Transfer.
Okay.
Probably in the start menu under all programs. I'm looking for an instruction list here. And you basically run it on the old machine, and it can collect all your files and put it on a disk that you then put on the new machine. Or you can connect the two machines over your network, and it can transfer through the network.
Could I just do an Ethernet cable, Ethernet cable?
Yep.
Well, you can't do a direct Internet cable, but you would need some sort of router.
Well, virtually every Ethernet port is auto-negotiating anyway, so it will make a crossover 192 network between them.
Okay.
Or 169 between them, yeah.
No, what I'm saying, though,
your mic is off.
I'm sorry. He can't put a cable from one direct cable from one to the other.
Yes, that was what I was asking.
No, he can't do a Cat 5 cable. You've got to run it through your router.
There's a you can do a crossover cable.
Yeah,
but that's not a standard cable.
Okay, right. I don't know what a crossover cable is. So I'll just go ahead and do whatever you have to do through.
Do you
the
have
router.
A router in your home right now? Do you have an internet connection?
Yes.
And that your computer connects to that with an internet cable?
Yes, I have a home network, a couple of different laptop on the network.
Well, then you're already networked between the two.
Both of them have to be plugged into your network.
Right.
And the old machine would have to share that hard drive.
No, the Windows Easy Transfer program does it all for you.
Yeah, but you run it on both machines.
But what I'm saying...
Easy Transfer finds itself on the network, finds the other copy... And does it all for you. It's magic.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying, though, is he's got to be careful because he said he has multiple machines on his network.
Right.
It asks you to type a code number to make sure you're doing the right one.
That's what I was getting to.
If you're only running Easy Transfer on two of them, they're only going to find each other.
But,
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Take your time.
Yes.
Again, I am so leery of folks getting so click happy.
Read all the messages that go by.
Take your time
point
on
taken.
This one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
One thing, the last transfer I tried to do didn't work because the transfer tried to copy the QuickBooks user account of the old user to the new computer and couldn't. So I didn't want it to do that, but I must have clicked OK and it copied everything.
Yep, yep.
So I had to go in and do a custom transfer and only the one user I wanted to copy.
Right. Anyway, does that answer your question, Dennis?
Well, mostly, can I get the settings like for my screen or my desktop background and all that stuff to happen on the other tower or not?
Yeah, that's part of it. And as soon as I can get the link from Microsoft on instructions on how to do it posted, I will.
Okay, great.
The Microsoft site is a little slow at the moment, so we're just waiting for it to pop up. But yes, you should get everything, including your desktop icons and settings.
I agree. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. And we'd also like to thank Brad and Diana for their donation. Thank you very much. We're very pleased to add them to the Soundbites family. We are in the middle of a pledge drive.
I'll say before we get that, the transferring data from computer to computer, the Macintosh asks you when you turn it on, do you have another computer? Do you want to transfer your data? I always wondered why Windows doesn't do that. They assume you don't have an old computer and you're never transferring?
Apparently
you
not.
You have to run Easy Transfer yourself.
Yes.
Although on the Mac side, a lot of people ignore that question and don't.
And then call and say, how do I get my stuff over?
Well, when you turned it on, it asked you if you wanted to, and you must have said no.
Right.
I didn't read the message. Read every screen, please.
Always read every screen.
Again, that's where I tell folks, and that's what I was trying to tell. This is something you're going to do. Take your time. Yeah. Slow down. Read the screens. Don't just click. Get click happy, as I put it.
Right, right. All right, listen, I got a great news story to read, but while I'm doing that, you can be making a call and making a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Yes, we still are in the middle of a pledge drive. We come to you twice a year and ask for $50,000 at a time. That is not a lot of money in the greater scheme of things. It's not even a lot of money for the number of people listening to this show. But most of you are just sitting on your thumbs. And while that may be enjoyable, it doesn't keep this show on the air. And I mean that. Pay attention to what I'm saying. It does not keep this show on the air. It doesn't keep this station on the air. We don't have slush funds. We don't have any sort of buffers. We don't have people who will make up the difference if we don't hit our goals. We don't get government money or state money or any of that nonsense. The only money we get, pay attention to this, the only money we get is from you. So if you don't make the call and you don't make the pledge and this show's not on the air, that's your fault. You did that. And there's 100 of you listening on the live stream right now. If each of you just pledged $10, this pledge drive would be over. That's all it's going to take. We're not asking a lot of money. Well, I can't afford me. $10? You can't afford $10? That's nonsense, and you know that's nonsense. I'm calling you on that one. I'm not asking for $100. I'm not asking for $300. If you can pledge that, God bless you, and I mean that. If you can pledge $1,000, wow. But if you can only pledge $10, pledge it. It's real easy to do. If you want, you could be a Jazzomatic member. For a mere $10 a month, for as many months as you say, we take that money directly out of your account. It's automatic deduction. And you don't even have to think about it, and it's not a big bite all at once, and yet you give a good donation to this station. All we need you to do is make the call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And believe me, I promise you, we don't want to be doing this third week any more than you want to be listening to it. The only way this particular pledge drive stops is when we hit our goal, and the only way we hit our goal is when you pledge. And if we hit it in the middle of this hour, we will stop pledging, but you need to make the call right now. And while you do that, I will talk to you, beg pardon, I will talk to you about a really cool thing that Amazon is doing when we come back from this quick break. You know, this quick break is probably the best time for you to make that call and make that pledge. We'll be back in just a minute or two with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 18 minutes after the hour. If you're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe, it's Soundbites on member-supported, Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And that break reminded me that we will be at the Soho show on Wednesday at the Riverside Convention Center, Joseph A. Floriano Riverside Convention Center. And we would love to see you. We'll probably see 500 people there, 50 of whom will be members. The rest of you, shame on you. But in the meantime, let me read this news item. Last year, Amazon, and this goes back to a couple of the people we were talking to online about storage of stuff in Uncle Dave's Story Hour. Those of you who missed Uncle Dave's Story Hour, well, oh well. Last year, Amazon gave a boost to its Prime members when it launched a free unlimited photo storage for them on Cloud Drive. This week, the company expanded that service as a paid offering to cover other kinds of content and users outside of its loyalty program. Unlimited cloud storage will let users get either unlimited photo storage for $12 per year or unlimited everything covering all kinds of media, from videos and music through to PDF documents, for $60 a year. $60 a year for unlimited storage. That's nuts. The move, and those who want to test drive it can do so for free for 3 months. The move is a clear attempt by Amazon to compete with the likes of Dropbox, Google, Microsoft, and many more in the crowded market for cloud-based storage services. It's not the first to offer unlimited storage, but it looks like the first to market this as a service to anyone who wants it. Dropbox, for example, offers unlimited storage as part of the Dropbox for Business. Google also aims unlimited options currently at specific verticals with its enterprise version Drive for Work. Microsoft also offers a business user-focused service for those who subscribe to Office 365. The idea here is to tap into the average consumer who has started reaching a tipping point with the amount of digital data he or she now owns, potentially across a range of devices in not a very organized fashion. Most people have a lifetime of birthdays, vacation, holidays, everyday moments stored across numerous drives, and they don't know how many gigabytes of storage they need to back them all up, said Josh Peterson, director of Amazon Cloud Drive, in a statement. With the two new plans we are introducing, customers don't need to worry about storage space. They now have an affordable, secure solution to store unlimited amounts of photos, videos, movies, music, and files in one convenient place. It's not clear how many customers Amazon has today for Cloud Drive, but as with other new services Amazon has launched, such as Amazon Music, it seems that the idea here is not to convert consumers already using all their services, but to pick up new ones from the masses who have yet to adopt anything. Prime members and Fire device owners, by the way, can still get the unlimited photo option free, but have to pay for the unlimited everything plan for other kinds of media. To those who already are taking other tiers of Cloud Drive can swap over. So, are you looking for inexpensive, unlimited storage? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And for those of you who whose eyes glaze over at the sound of my voice, well, there's not much I can do about that. But the short form of this news story is, if you're a Prime member or a Fire device owner, you currently have unlimited photo storage on Amazon's cloud for free. If you want to store other kinds, if you're not a Prime or a Fire device owner, unlimited photo storage is only $12 a year, actually $11.99, $12 a year for photos. If you want everything, unlimited everything, and that's documents and music and everything else, that's $60 a year. $60 a year for unlimited storage for everything you own. That's ridiculously cheap.
And we're seeing so many companies are offering their own cloud services that we're getting more and more different accounts. And so it's been an issue. There's been a couple of services that will combine all the free accounts from all the free services to give you one big folder. And prices have been dropping significantly on other cloud services between Google and Microsoft and Apple. So Amazon is almost jumping in late to the game. But they're jumping in big with unlimited storage for that $60 a month is $60 a year is pretty good, and it's really good compared to some of the other prices.
Yeah. And I just realized I am a Prime member and I've not taken advantage of storing all my photos for free.
Well, yeah,
free.
Yahoo's Flickr service.
Yeah.
They started doing a terabyte of free photos a year or two ago. And for a lot of people, a terabyte of photos is virtually unlimited.
Yeah.
But then later on, I'm pretty sure Flickr now has gone unlimited photos. And that's Flickr has been one of those photo sharing services for years that people forget about now. But that's intended to share with other users. The cloud storage files are for yourself, and you choose to share them or not.
Right. And if you're one of those people who's got a huge number of photos you've taken of birthdays and everything else, we constantly tell you back them up.
Yep.
That's what started me on this story.
Yeah.
Was Dave was talking in the first hour about storing those things because hard drives die.
Mm-hmm.
And how cool is that? Unlimited photo storage for $1 a month. $1 a month. Are your photos worth $1 a month to you? Hey, here's something. Are we worth $1 a month to you? Make the call. Make the pledge. We'll take $12. We'll take $20. We'll take $10. We'll take $5. We just want you to be a member of the family. And the only way to become a member of the family is to make the call and make the pledge. Yes, we are in the middle of the pledge drive. And I know there are a whole bunch of you who've tuned in and heard that. And now you're rolling your eyes. Holy crow. You know why you're annoyed? Because you're guilty. You feel guilty because you're not a member. And there's a real simple cure for that. Make the call. Make the pledge. Turn that annoyance into smug self-satisfaction. You will feel better about yourself. And when you feel better about yourself, you get a whole new attitude. You look better. You feel better. You're more attractive to whichever sex you wish to be attracted to, and you will be a member of the Jazz 90.1 family, and honestly, more importantly to us, a member of the Soundbites family. And it's real easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, if you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We only come to you twice a year. We only ask for $50,000 at a time. That sounds like a lot of money to you, but you know what? In the greater scheme of things, compared to what other stations are asking for, that's a pittance. It's ridiculously, laughably little money. But we're not getting it because you're not stepping up to the plate. There's no cushion for us. We don't come to you and say, oh, we need $350,000, and then if we don't get it, some donor steps up and gets it. We get it from you or we don't get it. We would really love to be done with this pledge drive. You have no idea how much we'd love to be done with this pledge drive. But we can't be, because the only way this pledge drive ends is when we reach $50,000, and you're not getting us there. You need to make the call. You need to make the pledge. You need to pop us over the top. And it's real easy to do. If every single person listening to this show called and made a small donation, a small pledge, and I know your money is important to you, and I know it's precious to you, and apparently we're not. So I'm hoping that if you're not interested in pledging, just turn off your radio. Go do something else with your hour. And when you have a question, go to a store and pay for it. We're here to do it for free, but we do ask you twice a year to become a member of the station. We would love to stay on this station. We would love for this station to stay on the air. But that stuff really doesn't happen. And I'm not kidding. That stuff really doesn't happen if you don't make the call. If you don't pledge, if you don't become a member, and this show's not on the air one day, or this station's not on the air one day, it's your fault. It's that easy. I'm done being a nice guy. This is the truth, and you need to hear it. You need to call and make, or harden your heart. That's okay, too. But we'd really like it if you made the call and made the pledge. It's real simple. It takes less than a couple minutes. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. For those of you listening on the podcast, podcasting isn't free. So do your part. When you pledge securely online at jazz901.org, in the comment section, say it's for sound bites. Those of you listening on the stream, there's about 100 of you listening on the stream right now. I guarantee you not all of you have paid. Not all of you are members. Not all of you have become a member of the family. This stream costs money. You think it's free? And for those of you who love the jazz during the week, we have to pay the music publishers. Sadly, I wish we could pay the music owners, but that's not how that industry works. We have to pay the music publishers to play their music, and they are very proud of it. It's very expensive. The bumps that happen in between the things on this show, you think that's free? We pay for that. We pay to be able to play those bits of music. And the only way we get the money to do that is when you make the call and you make the pledge. 90% of the people you hear on this station, including the three of us, are volunteers. We do not get paid. The money that you pledge doesn't go to salaries. It doesn't buy somebody's house or car. What it buys is this. It buys the station staying on the air. It doesn't get any purer than that. It doesn't get any cleaner than that. And it doesn't get done if you don't do it. And by the way, when you call, you become a Jazz-O-Matic member for a pledge of $10 or more per month for as long as you'd like. You can cancel the pledge at any time. You do qualify for the gifts at the total level of support. And we complete a monthly gift form, attach it to the pledge drive, and from then on, it's automatic and completely painless. You give a decent-sized donation to the station, and yet it doesn't hurt you from month to month. Please make the call. Please make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And in the entire time I've been talking, absolutely no one has called in.
We're enthralled by your captivating voice.
Yeah, that must be it. I get way too invested in this.
It's personal to me.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? We give up our personal time to come here and do this week after week and providing the information and guiding folks through and our recommendations and all that other stuff that, you know, we stay current on the stuff that they need to know, just like the news that you bring them each week. You know, that all takes time. And evidently, they don't feel it's worth that much, that they can't pick up the phones and give us. Yeah.
So maybe we just don't need to do this anymore. God knows I could sleep in on a Saturday. I could go to market. I could go to market and stand with my wife.
Your wife might be in shock.
I don't think she'd know what to do with me.
She'd tell you to get the heck away.
Yeah, what the heck are you doing here? You don't belong here.
This is my time now.
Yeah. You haven't been here the past 25 years. What are you doing now?
She likes to come because then she can go schmooze with the other vendors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She can leave me in the booth, and she can go schmooze with the other vendors while I sell coffee. Well, to sell coffee, sure. Most of the customers already know what they're doing. They pour their own.
They're on their own money.
Maybe I have to make change.
You're just a yes man.
They know it's me back there, so they count their change. They very carefully help me. I need 30 cents back, please. They're very good about it. It works out nicely all the way around.
Oh, that's right, because you don't have a computer screen to tell you how much change you give them back.
You know, I used to work, and this will... this takes me way back. I spent a summer working at Worldwide News.
Is that still around?
They're not where they were. I know they're still around, but I don't know where.
They were up on Clinton Avenue, weren't
they? Yeah, no, on St. Paul.
Or St. Paul, yeah. Oh,
at any rate, I worked there, and the first day I was on the register, and there were just people, lines and lines of people. And I remember, you know, okay, you've got this magazine and this book and this newspaper and this cup of coffee, and that'll be $8.23. And I would have it in my head. I could do it all in my head. Right now, you present me with any two numbers, and I'm reaching for my phone. I can't do it anymore.
And you can do the tax.
And I can do the tax. I could do it all in my head and just punch out the number. And that meant, you know, people got through the line faster. And that was my point. That was why I was doing it. I wanted just, you owe me $8.45 with tax. Here's your change. Get out.
I love the confused look on clerks' faces when I'll hand them 2 cents or to get an even quarter back or something. And sometimes I just type it into the register and it will tell you the change.
Yeah.
I have done that, and they look at the register and they go, wow. Okay.
Or you give them the money and they go, wait a minute, you gave me too much.
Yeah.
It's no, so I can get a dollar bill
just
back.
Punch it in.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. They go, wow.
What a concept.
Yep.
Look, we don't want we don't want money back. We just want you to give us money. That was the worst segue I've ever done in my entire life. That was horrible.
And tax deadline is approaching. So for next year's taxes, if you itemize your deductions on the federal forms,
1040.
This is a tax deductible charitable donation.
Yep.
And that's apparently easier to do than it is to say.
Yes, much easier to do than it is to say. And we'd really like to.
At the $90 level and above, we got some great gifts for you. But the $90 level starts where they also give you this membership card. And this membership card allows you to go to various restaurants and either get 2-for-1 deals, whether it's on a meal or, you know, some money off on a meal. So not only is your gift, you know, your donation tax deductible, you also get this card where if you go out for an evening, an appetizer might be half price or whatever, you can save even more money.
Yep.
So, you know, it keeps, you know, this gift that you do, keeping the station on the air, keeps giving back to you even after you've made the donation. Because you get the tax break and you get this, and you get various CDs or other prizes that we list for your donation.
With the sound bites, if you pledge today, you can, of course, get the CDs if you prefer. But you can also get a sound bites hat or a jacket or a mouse pad. Yeah. Right. Depending on the level. And I'll tell you right now, I actually, my pledge every year, I got to be honest, I make money. Because the membership card, I save so much money every year.
Yeah.
It's like I'm getting money back on my membership.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break while you make that pledge. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 40 minutes after the hour, sound bites on members supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
I'm Steve Wozniak, and you're listening to Sound Bites.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 45 minutes after the hour, I'm very excited to thank Steve and Suzanne, Steve from Pittsburgh, Suzanne from online, for their generous donations. I have to tell you, we could... If we really pushed, I mean, if you actually made the call and made the pledge, we could make $1,000 today. That would be unbelievable and would help us get that much closer to our goal of $9,000. We just need a few more pledges, a few more calls to hit $1,000 and to really smoke the polka guys, which would be great.
That would be phenomenal.
But
that just doesn't happen. I mean, very seldom. Each week, they keep beating our butt.
Yep, but we could beat them this week if we can make $1,000. The only way we do that is if you make the call, if you make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, if you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And listen, I'm telling you right now, we can do this. I actually believe, obvious examples to the contrary, I believe we can do this. I believe that we can hit $1,000. We can do this if you make the call. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Don't wait for that Samaritan to find us on the roadside and bring us to the inn. You make the call. You make the pledge. You bring us over the top. That's on you. It's real easy to do. Give us a call, 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And don't forget, if you call in, you can tell Steve that you'd like to be a Jazz-O-Matic member. For a pledge of $10 or more a month, for as long as you like, that money just quietly comes out of your account. It doesn't take any real bite any 1 month. At the end of that time, we've got a nice donation. It didn't cost you much at all any given month. And, of course, you get the gifts for the total amount of the donation. So you decide how that happens. And it stops when you tell us to stop. If you say we'd like you to take out $25 a month for the next year, after we take out 12 payments, you're done. It stops automatically. You don't have to stop it or you miss the deadline to cancel or any of that weasel nonsense that happens. And that's probably the strongest language I can use online about that stuff. I hate it. That doesn't happen here. You tell us 12 months, it's 12 payments. We're done. We're done at the end of that time. You don't have to remember to do anything. It just happens. That's if you want to be a Jazz-O-Matic member. It's real easy to do. And we need your help. I keep telling you this. We only come to you twice a year. And we only ask for $50,000 each time. It's not a lot of money. We're not asking for $350,000. And we don't have anybody who's going to be a buffer for that, who's going to be the cushion if we don't make the money. We don't have any giant donors or funds or any of that stuff that's waiting in the background to do all this.
Doesn't happen.
Things. And every penny that you send us goes into the keeping this station on the air. We don't provide houses for people or cars for people or air vacations or any of that other stuff. What we provide is music and talk and sound bites and shows like that on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 24/7 online at jazz901.org. Again, we've got about 100 people on the stream. This stream costs money, folks. It costs a metric bucket load of money. And yet we're providing it because we know a lot of people who are outside the listening area love this show. But if you do love this show, then you probably would like to keep listening to this show. And the only way you're going to do that, the only way we stay on the air, and I'm not joking, I'm not exaggerating, I'm not bullying you because I just want to get your money. This is simply the truth. If you don't make the call, if you don't make the pledge, this station doesn't stay on the air. It's a real simple equation because there are no other variables. There's you, and that's it. We could go off this station any day. This station could go off the air any day, and that's on you. You need to make the call. You need to make the pledge. If we're at all useful to you, if we're at all interesting to you, if we're at all the sort of thing you actually listen to, then you need to make the call and you need to make the pledge. We need your help, like Steve and Suzanne, like Thomas, like Mark, and like Laurel. We appreciate all three of those people pledged online. We appreciate each and every one of you and the money that you've brought in. There's a call coming in now. We're very excited about that. And we're very happy to take your pledge and to take you in as the newest member of the Soundbites family. So far today, it's been Neil and Michael and David and Donna and Richard and Sophie and Steve and Gerd and Daryl and William and James and Joanne and Brad and Diana and Steve and Suzanne and Thomas and Mark and Laurel. And we're appreciative of every one of you. And we love to see that you're becoming members of the station. We're delighted. Thank you so much. It's a joy and an honor to know that you're part of us, and thank you very much. And like I said, we're trying to get to $1,000 this pledge drive. We're so close. We can get there. We can get there with your help. All you have to do. I promise you, we are so close.
It's enticing.
I know. It's going to be a photo finish. We need you to make the call. We need you to make the pledge. We could do this. We could hit $1,000 today. But only if you make that call and you make that pledge. We are so close. I just want to reach out through the radio and grab each and every one of you by the lapels and give you a shake to make that call. And then later on, I'll reach to the phone and grab you by the lapels and give each one of you a big wet kiss on the mouth. Give us the pledge. Make the call. We want to hit that $1,000.
For a higher pledge, he won't give you a big wet kiss.
You need to turn your mic on to say that.
Yeah, for a higher pledge, he won't give you a big wet kiss on the mouth.
Exactly. Your choice, yes or no. No, that's not that much money. I wish it were. We appreciate it. We want your help. We need your support. Only you can get us over the top. Honest, I promise you, we are so close. Just make the call. William, thank you for your pledge. We very much appreciate that. We're so doggone stinking close. Make the call. Make the pledge. Get us over the top. You can do this. I know you can do this. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Please, we're so close. We're so close. The only way we're going to make it is you. You can get us over the top. You can make this happen for us. All you have to do is make the call and make the pledge. We'd like to hit $1,000. We'd like to hit $1,000, and we would like to do that right now, right today, this minute. Please, please, please. Please make the call, make the pledge. It only takes a couple of minutes. If you're listening on the stream, please, help me, I can't even talk. Please pledge online at jazz901.org and at the comments at the bottom of the pledge form, say it's for sound bites. We'll count it. We'll hit that $1,000 with your help. But we're only going to do it with your help. Take the time right now. If you're listening and you're jogging, pull over, grab your phone, do it right through your phone. If you're driving, pull over, grab your phone, do it right through your phone. If you're sitting at your computer, get on that keyboard right now. It's jazz901.org. Near the upper right, you'll see click and pledge, and that's it. Just follow the bouncing ball through the thing. Pledge whatever amount is available to you, and not everybody can pledge at that $1,000 level. In fact, I can honestly say nobody can pledge at that $1,000 level, but that's okay. We'd love to have $1,000 from everybody, but we'll take whatever penny you have, whatever dollar amount you have, $5, $10, $30, $50. We don't care. We're less interested in the amount than in the fact that you've given us a pledge, and we appreciate Neil and Michael and David and Donna and Richard and Sophie and Steve and Gerd and Daryl and William and James and Joanne and Brad and Diana and Steve and Susanna and Thomas and Mark and Laurel and William and
Colleen,
God bless you. You put us over the top. We hit our $1,000 and we're delighted and thrilled to say that you people did it. We want to thank each and every one of you. Back next week with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites on the truly great and thanks to you member-supported Jazz 90.1. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week, and bye-bye.